Welcome to another episode of Skincare
and Scandals. I'm Nicole, and I am joined by the lovely
Alicia.
And we're back today to talk about all the things that you slather on your face and the scandals behind them. And wow, are we slathering some interesting things on our face that we're going to talk about this episode.
Indeed. Indeed. So this was a new one, I think, you know, because, you know, we have really talked about the gamut on this show. We have talked about all sorts of serums and experimental kind of treatments and moisturizers and, you know, a lot of different things, injectables,
yeah,
you know, natural ingredients.
I mean, you can't say this isn't natural.
I mean, you know, this is an ingredient that really only has one purpose, right?
Right.
And
to create new life.
Yes. And now it seems to have a secondary purpose. So,
to create new life within your skin cells.
Yeah. I like that. Good segue.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about sperm, salmon sperm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Salmon sperm specifically.
For real. Yeah. This is not an episode of Punk'd. We're talking about salmon sperm facials. You heard it here. Not first. Maybe you heard it here first.
Maybe first.
When Alicia sent this, I was like, oh, is this like a Babylon Bee or Chive article or The Onion or whatever? No, it's for real.
It's for real. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's real. So in August of this year, that being 2023, Jennifer Aniston. So this is where we're starting. Jennifer Aniston, she posed for the cover of the Wall Street Journal. Now, Jennifer Aniston is gorgeous. She is in her mid-50s. I think she sort of seems like the epitome of the well-aging woman. Like, she doesn't look plastic, but she looks like well-kept. I don't know if that's a bad description, but that's all I can think of, is that she just like looks well kept. Like, she cares about how she looks.
Yeah. Genuinely aging gracefully.
Yes. Yeah. So she admitted in the article connected to her, you know, her cover shoot, that she will, quote, try almost anything to look young. And I think this qualifies.
Oh, for sure.
So she said that an esthetician suggested a salmon sperm facial to her, and she was intrigued. And her response was, are you serious? How do you get salmon sperm? And she did try it. And so we're going to kind of dive into what this kind of ingredient is, why it's interesting, you know, why it's being used. But she said that she thinks it's the future. That's what she said. She thinks it's the future.
It's something, all right.
It is something.
Why salmon sperm? So salmon sperm extract has been shown. Well, first of all, like, this is an extract. There is like a process, but it's still salmon sperm. But this
can I tell you? I'm sorry. I'm interrupting you. There is an article about this on the New York Post where all the good stuff comes from, and there is like this GIF on the article with a fish and this woman, like, her face is sliding back and
forth. Oh no.
Across the fish. It's so funny looking. Like, I wish you could see it. If you Google the salmon sperm facial New York Post, like, you will see this article. And I'm guessing you probably have to have like your like cookies or pop-ups or whatever, like, you have to allow them. But this woman's face is like sliding back and forth across the fish. And it is like the craziest visual to go along with this article. It's nuts, honestly. It really is. Oh boy.
Hold on. I'm trying to see if it'll pop up for me.
I hope it will.
That's so stupid, but so funny.
It's really funny. Yeah. Everybody like, drive traffic to New York Post site and go look at this, because it is actually really funny.
That's hysterical.
Yeah.
That made my whole day. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Back to the original topic. Why are these sliding fish on our faces? So this extract has been shown to increase the metabolic activity of skin cells and increase the number of fibroblasts and myofibroblasts, producing more collagen. So the result is supposed to give you tighter skin, make it a little thicker, help with acne, pigmentation, red veins, rosacea, and inflammation. And it says that this extract is so purified that it can be used on people who have fish allergies. Don't recommend. And yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I had a, like a fish allergy, I would just
maybe
dive
not
right into this anyway, even if they're saying it's safe. So
but it's supposed to be close to human DNA. And so it should stimulate all the cells that it comes to contact with, making it behave like younger skin cells, allegedly, apparently.
So it's called Plenhyage.
Yes, Plenhyage XL. Yeah.
Yes, Plenhyage XL. It is, I mean, it has high levels of DNA extract closely aligned to human DNA, which is pretty interesting that someone I mean, I don't know how you accidentally stumble onto something like that.
I don't either. Apparently, it started in South Korea, where all the good skincare ideas start, but I still have questions for the South Koreans on how they got there.
I'm assuming there was something that caused someone to believe, like specifically in salmon, that there would be something similar to human DNA.
You were asking how they extract it. I'm reading this article. They extract it from the testicles. So they like literally needle out the salmon sperm from the fish testicles, which that's new to me that fish have balls.
That's a new one for me. I did not know that. I mean, I guess it makes sense, but I guess I never really thought about it before.
And apparently it's not considered to be inhumane, but if I were a fish, I wouldn't want that for me.
Sure, sure. So specifically related to the face, there have been a lot of results in the under eye area, the neck, décolletage, inner arms, thighs, and knees. I guess people are having some pretty good results. It looks like you can see results as soon as 2 weeks, with full results at about 3 to 4 months from some of the information that we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing and you may see something different in your research. I'm not seeing it offered anywhere in America. I'm seeing it in Australia and I'm seeing it in the UK, but I'm not seeing any clinics in America that are offering it. Are you seeing something different?
Where did Jennifer Aniston get it done?
She didn't say.
Hmm.
Just that an esthetician recommended it to her. And I mean, I guess it would be no big deal for her to hop over to England to do it.
I feel like you can totally do this in New York and nowhere else.
Yeah, it probably is one of those things.
I don't know. It's definitely not something I can get locally.
Yeah, and I think that's what's sort of interesting to me. Again, if you're looking around on the interwebs about where you can get a facial with Plenhyage or salmon sperm, it's really just going to be clinics in the UK.
Which is
interesting to me.
If I look, though, this is kind of unrelated, but how it's applied, it's kind of intense. Like, it's a lot of little tiny injections all over your face, or it's microneedled in. But what I'm seeing is like little tiny injections over and over and over and over, putting this in your face, which I don't know. I don't love a lot of tiny, tiny, tiny injections.
So it looks like there in 2022, there was a U.S. clinical trial with Plenhyage as a dermal filler, testing individuals' reactions to it. And specifically, they were looking at dermal tissue defects like scars, that sort of thing, and seeing if they would improve the appearance of treated areas, but I'm not seeing in the United States. And so I'm curious if this is something that just hasn't been really embraced in America.
Yeah. I feel like this is a very LA New York treatment and nowhere in between, personally. So the way it's applied is a little intense. Like, we're not just rubbing in this magical fish potion on our faces. You are getting a bunch of teeny tiny injections all over your face, or you're going to get microneedled in. But it seems like the prevailing method is to literally inject it all over the face in like these little rows, all over, over and over and over and over, which looks not great, not fun.
Yeah.
You get numbing cream and then they inject your whole entire face.
Some of the clinics that we're looking at, I love that they sort of are reminding people that this particular product, this Plenhyage or the salmon sperm, it's not actually hyaluronic acid. It's not Botox. It's not a dermal filler. It's a very specific kind of thing. So it's supposed to be stimulating the body to produce its own hyaluronic acid and collagen. So in that way, I mean, I think it would seem to be, it would seem to be a safer product. And so I'm very curious why it hasn't necessarily caught on in America.
Because it's not sexy.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to go get some fish sperm injected in my face. Like, it just doesn't have a ring, like a hydrophilic, even Flynn-Hyage. It doesn't sound good.
Yeah, no, it doesn't like, sound good.
I'm going to go get a hydrofacial or some Botox or right. some Juvederm. Like, yeah. all of those just have better, some Restylane. I mean, they yeah. just have better names than salmon sperm.
Well, and, you know, we've always heard of the benefits of like marine collagen specifically. You know, we take our fish oil pills for our omega-3s and this is obviously a little bit different, but, you know, we've all, you know, collagen is a big, big thing, whether it's like bovine derived or marine derived. And so we've heard about those kinds of things for a long time, but obviously that's ingesting it where it kind of enters the bloodstream in a different way. This is obviously being directly injected into a very specific area of the body. So obviously the idea is that, you know, when you're injecting it in your face, it's going to directly affect that specific area first, rather than sort of be like scattered throughout the body. Now, Peach and Lily actually offers a product called a Marine Jewel Capsule. And we know about Peach and Lily. We've talked about this company before. They're, you know, they have a great skincare products, but they have a bottle of 30 capsules. It's $135. But one of the ingredients in these capsules, they call sodium DNA, sodium like salt DNA. I don't know why sodium DNA, but they claim that it's derived from DNA extracted from salmon sperm. Again, very similar to what we've been talking about. And they contend that by taking it as a capsule, that it will help protect your skin from the damaging effects of harmful UV rays, fight the appearance of wrinkles, and then support cell turnover and that sort of thing. So, you know, there may be some question as to whether consuming something in capsule form is going to have the same kind of direct effects as injecting it in your face?
I don't think it is. I'm reading an article from an aesthetic doctor. Her name is Rachel Ho. She's in Singapore, which this is more popular over in Singapore, over in South Korea. But the article says that for the salmon sperm to work, it needs to get across the top layer of skin, meaning it needs to be broken. So it either has to be injected or microneedled into your face. Because it's got to get into your face for your DNA to react. I don't think it's something you can slather.
See, and that's sort of what I'm thinking about these, you know, these Peach and Lily capsules. I mean, if you're injecting it into your body, I mean, why not just take like a marine collagen supplement, you know?
Yeah.
Obviously, our question is, where is like the scientific data to back up what you're claiming about this sodium DNA ingredient? Do you have any studies, anything to show that, yes, it's going to do all these things? Because the kicker, like one thing we always key in on is claims related to UV protection. And so in 2017, some researchers developed a thin, transparent coating made out of DNA from salmon sperm that protects the skin from harmful UV light, which could potentially, you know, be a pivot for sun protection. But I mean, again, those are some big claims. I mean, and it looks like that was actually at SUNY Binghamton. So America, New York, obviously, like you talked about. One of the benefits that the researchers found was that it also hydrated the skin, this transparent coating. So there was one of the assistant professors of biomedical engineering at that university stated in a press release that obviously ultraviolet light can damage DNA and that's not good for the skin. And so they thought, let's flip it. What happens if we use DNA as a sacrificial layer? So instead of damaging DNA within the skin, we damage a layer on top of the skin. So, I mean, you know, that's an interesting thought. You add an extra layer of DNA to your skin and that's the sacrificial DNA layer. I mean,
isn't that just like sunscreen?
I know, just wear some sunscreen.
Trying to get like away from UV rays and all of that, just wear sunscreen. And
it seems like a lot of work.
It seems like a lot of work when you should just wear sunscreen, like we've been telling you for like over a year.
It seems like a lot of work to create an additional layer of DNA on your face to then use as a sacrificial layer when you could just use sunscreen.
Alicia, this is the perfect time for one of your favorite quotes. Things in life just go better if you listen to me the first time. You will listen to Alicia the first 500 times. You would just wear sunscreen and you wouldn't need to go get fish sperm for your face as a sacrificial layer. Just wear sunscreen. I mean, it's so easy. True. I mean, come on. Come on, people. Just listen to her the first time.
Just listen to me the first time.
Listen to me the second time. It's fine.
I mean, I do think that, and it would be really nice to see some additional studies being done on this. I mean, specifically in America, if this is not,
yeah.
I mean, hopefully there's currently some studies going on about this sort of thing, but the possibilities and the benefits of this particular ingredient as wound care, I think could be really beneficial.
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, seeing this in the medical space, not just for, you know, skincare for facials, but on a larger scale where you're helping with scarring and wounds and the healing process after your body goes through some sort of trauma. I think that this could potentially open up, you know, a new avenue for healing. Obviously, you know, maybe not people who have fish allergies, but you know,
no, I think that claim is super dumb to be like, it's so pure. No, we're all looking for our skincare holy grail, and that's fine. Like, I don't think that every innovation has been received immediately.
Right.
That being said, this one's just a little different. Like, it's animal derived. It's not something like a ceramide or hyaluronic acid or a vitamin C, something that's like super controlled. Like, this is kind of like derived from nature. It's giving beef tallow vibes.
Oh, yes, it is giving beef tallow vibes.
It's shout giving out beef tallow. Yeah.
If you haven't listened to that episode, go listen to it.
It's kind of hysterical.
It is. It's a good one. It's a good one. This is giving beef tallow vibes.
And obviously, I think there's a lot of like medical uses for things where there's a lot of animal derived product we don't know about.
Yeah.
But to take something like this that is kind of really invasive for a topical product. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to go get your face injected all over, just get some Botox and fillers. If like you really, and I'm all for like aging naturally and gracefully, but if you're going to get injectables, just get the injectables. I don't know.
Yeah. I think my biggest question about all of this is, why are we not seeing it all over the place in America?
I'm sure it's super expensive to extract too. There's no way it can't be.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe it just hasn't gotten here yet. And maybe in like 10, 15 years, we'll all be eating our words and eating our salmon and injecting it into our faces too. I don't know.
Well, and to be fair, you know, she just had this article in August of 2023, and much like Kim Kardashian talked about the vampire facials in a magazine. And then as soon as she did, everybody and their brother started doing them. So maybe it's the same thing here. Jennifer starts talking about these facials, and then all of a sudden you're going to see them everywhere.
Right.
I mean, it sounds safe-ish. I know.
I'm fine with it if it's being microneedled. The video I saw was like all the injections all over the face. Like, mm-hmm. No. But if it's something I could rub on and just do a little microneedle, then sure.
Yeah.
Why not get some salmon sperm in my life?
PETA, like, don't come for us, because, I mean, I'm sure the fish don't mind.
I don't know. I think the fish mind. If I were a fish, I'd want my testicles left alone. Just saying.
Well, that's it. That's our scandal for today.
I think we've said everything we need to say.
Yeah. That is our scandal for this week. The salmon sperm facial. You know, I'm telling you, I'm not opposed to it. Not opposed to it. I would do it.
You try it out first, and then I'll see what happens to you.
Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. I am.
I'm happy to try something more conventional first. We can just trade experiences.
Yes. I am intrigued. I'll tell you, this is what is interesting me. I'm intrigued by the natural aspect of it. And I am intrigued by the similarity to human DNA. Those are the things that are very interesting to me, because you would think the similarity to human DNA, like, it makes sense that you could then stimulate, you know, collagen production, cell regeneration in mm-hmm. very specific areas. It makes sense. I'm not saying it actually works, but it does make sense. And so that's interesting to me. So, I mean, I don't know. I would try it.
You try it first.
If anybody out there has come across this as an ingredient, or has tried it, or shoot, maybe you bought the peach and lily capsules, let us know. We're very interested.
Legitimately, let us know.
Yeah.
I mean, and if you're a spa in New York or LA or maybe Miami, and you want to fly us out to get salmon sperm injected in our faces, we are here as your guinea pig.
Yeah.
I will do it.
Absolutely. Love it. Yes. All right, friends. Well, that wraps us up for this week. Thanks so much for listening. We'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Get your skincare fix throughout the week by following us on social media at Instagram, Facebook, and the occasional TikTok at Skincare and Scandals.
Send us an email or a DM, and we just might answer your question on our next episode. Our contact info is in the show notes for each show.